Well, I have a special guest in with me today, Mike from the council. I haven't seen you for a while, Mike.
Yeah, it has been a wee while, but thank you for having me back. Yeah, it's a pleasure to be here.
It's great to have you back in because we are going to talk about Te Ara Whetū, the progress of the new library in Waikanae.
Yeah, and it's really starting to take shape.
Well, so you say, because if you are someone like me, we just see lots of hoarding. We're like, what are they doing behind that green stuff?
Yeah, well, in the last week, I'm sure a lot of the locals and yourself have seen a lot of activity out, especially out the back of the building. So we've had the concrete pour on level 2 last week. So now we can walk on that top floor, which is absolutely amazing, and there's actually a really cool view from up there.
So that is a great big crane that we see sticking out of the top of it at the moment.
No, so that was a concrete boom last week that we saw. So they were pumping from the concrete trucks at the back of Mahara Place. Mm-hmm. They were pumping that concrete up to level 2.
Yep.
And then we had, there was half a dozen concrete places up there placing that concrete. And they've done a great job. And then this week, the crane that you speak of is we've been lifting the structural steel portals into place. Yeah, so actually yesterday afternoon I poked my head or drove past and had a look, and you could see the outside of what the top floor is going to look like. Really exciting to see Te Ara Whetū rising. A whole lot of activity happening on site at the moment.
You mentioned the view. So the view, from my memory from talking to you in the past, I think you got a view of Kapiti and then you have a view of looking back?
Hemi Matanga, that's right. So incredible. So that top floor, we do have island views and even a little bit of sea views from the top floor.
Oh, wow.
Which is really quite special. And then looking back towards Hemi Matanga as well. So a true, mountains to the sea, yeah.
So for us it just looks sort of like it is, you hear lots of noise and there's lots of stuff going on. No problem though with regards to pedestrians and people parking, etc., because you still got that great way that you've managed to do it by getting everything coming through the rear of the building. So we're just sort of getting used to it, I think, is just this building. But from you saying that the progress has, it's really sort of shot up as far as getting closer. We're in May now. When is the end date? Is it still?
Still December. So we're
really?
Still working towards December. But I really, on that, I'd like to thank everybody as well. The businesses have been so understanding with us using the back car park. We've got a traffic management plan out there that we have to use when we bring these big cranes in, all these concrete booms or any big deliveries in. So they've been really understanding with the disruption in the back car park. On a really positive note is that Naylor Love are pushing hard and we're still on track for that December completion. And we're going into winter and we can see, a roof coming on in 3 weeks' time. We expect to see a roof going on. And then the next phase after that, we'll like to see it starting to be closed in. Once we're closed in, that's when we can really start to hit hard with the services inside. But in saying that, we are starting to see some of the, sprinklers and ducting going in on site, it's great to see that progress.
Is that the way that they planned it, to make sure that it was sort of winter when they can get the roof on and then get inside? It wouldn't really matter about the weather. They could really...
Not so much, yeah.
Just a bit of luck there?
Yeah, a little bit of luck. But also, like Naylor Love, they have tacked... tactfully, as we've had to, as challenges have arisen, they have really, they've worked through those. I think they've done really well to just make sure that we just keep moving in the right direction. Full credit to them and all the workers on site. But, we're really in quite an exciting position to get on the home straight.
So the roof isn't on yet, but the second floor is on?
Yep, correct.
And so next, what have we got? We've got some walls before we can put the roof on, or is
already? Yeah, that's right. But what we're doing, behind the scenes, so those walls are actually getting built off-site. So they will come pre-framed, pre-nail framing. They'll get lifted up with a crane, put into place. And then the roof on top of that as well. The top floor isn't as large as the lower floors, so it is set back a bit. So then there's some work on that first floor roof as well. And then from there, we'll start to see the cladding going on below and the new windows and the brick and everything starting to go on as well. So
gee, once that starts happening, then it all gets pretty exciting, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
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 And there's a lift in there as well, isn't there?
Yep, there is. So we've had the block work going up for the lift shaft as well. So that's all done on level on ground floor and starting to work their way up. So, yeah, it's really, really cool.
So is there anything new to report on? I noticed there was a sign there, I think it was only up recently, or maybe I just happened to look at it again with regards to the smell of some particular paint that's going on.
Yep, so we've got past that. So that was the intumescent paint, I think. Mm-hmm. I came and spoke to you last time about that, and that we were concerned with the, you know, that the smell of the intumescent paint. But again, you know, I think just putting a signage up, getting the messaging out there with the local businesses that that it wasn't dangerous to, you know, to humans, but it was just a little bit smelly.
Yeah.
So we've got past that. We've got to do the intumescent paint on the top floor, but that won't be anywhere near as bad because we're further
away.
It's just
going to go over the top of everyone.
That's right, yeah. So that's great.
Okay, great. Mm. Any challenges that have popped up?
Like you mentioned before, you know, it is winter. We're realistic with that as well. And we've had a few wet days that the guys have been trying to work through. The weather that hit the Lower North Island a few weeks ago was challenging.
Yeah.
You know, we're really thankful and grateful that we didn't get hit as hard as what, you know, the Wellington City did. And, you know, I guess we're quite lucky there. But, yeah, so that set us back a little bit. But, no, and really, like, the challenge is nothing too much to speak of.
That's good, because just talking about the weather, I have been through an incident when I was going through a rebuild of a different building and hoarding just disappeared.
Mm.
You know, things get whipped off very, very easily.
Yeah.
That you think were quite secure. So that site was fine. There was no problem with it.
Yeah, and again, like I think I've sort of praised Naylor Love quite a bit in this interview, but again, this is something where they come in, their minor or their temporary works they take very seriously,
yeah.
And they've got in-house engineers that all those hoardings that we see around Mahara Place, the concrete blocks behind them are substantial,
right,
that are holding them in place, and they've all been designed by engineer as well. So that really lets me sleep quite easily at night, knowing that when a storm like that comes through, and you're right, we've had some significant storms come through, especially with winds, and to make sure and to have a site that's safe is so important.
Yeah. And any impact on the ground? So I know the last time you were in, we were talking about there was a section of the car park that had been dug up.
Mm-hmm.
And look, I go to that car park all the time to do my shopping. It was fine. Everyone just sort of drives around. I've never seen anyone have a problem with it. Great. Is that all still fine?
Yeah, we've done now. So all those services, so we've bought the new water mains into the building, the sprinkler mains into the building, and also a new electrical mains as well. And then so that was within the supermarket car park. And then in the rear of the building, we've had to put a new sewer connection through the car park there as well. And a water feed out there as well.
Okay.
So, it, you know, like some people I'm sure have noticed those, those disruptions. And, but we're grateful for, you know, like everybody's patience when, yeah, around those changes. But hopefully that means we have done the majority of the work that's outside of our boundary.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now it's just lifting things in, lifting in the big things.
Yeah, that's right, and completing the outside, yeah.
Wow. So time frame for completion is still December. That's a good time, actually. Good time to have a party.
Oh, yeah, great time to have a party.
Yeah.
That's for sure. Yeah,
I was
can't
actually,
wait.
You can't wait?
Yeah.
I bet.
Yeah.
I was actually going to ask you a question that would mean that if your answer is no, then I'd be out there with a protest sign. Uh-oh. But I've realised you're probably not the right person to ask. But I met I met someone yesterday who has spent some time in the temporary library.
Mm-hmm.
She's got four paws.
Oh, yeah.
Little Safi. Is she still going to be allowed in the new library?
Oh, that's a great question.
Because if she's not, I'm going to start protesting.
Yeah, okay.
And I thought, hang on, you're building the building. You're not actually running the library.
I do work very closely with the library team, and I have through the whole design and construction phase. But that is a question I haven't asked, as much as I do love dogs. I can guarantee that we haven't allowed for any dog beds.
Oh,
so,
well,
so maybe I need to go back and check that.
We need to see if a bean bag can be brought in for Safi.
That's right. Yeah, but in all honesty, I think it would be great to get our library's manager to come in and have a chat with you around Te Ara Whetū and what it's going to be like when we open it, because, you know, my lens is very much project management and getting to the end of this project and handing it over to the library's team, who are so excited for this.
I bet they are.
But I reckon that there's a great interview to be had about how they're going to activate this new library and what it's going to be for the community, because it's much more than the construction project.
Yep. Well, that is a really good update, and I'm pleased that we had that little discussion so that we can get someone from the library to actually come in and talk about what they're looking forward to and what the community is going to get out of this fabulous new project that I know it's still only May, we've got a way to go, but it's starting to get to that phase when all of a sudden you're going to start peeling off the outside so we can get a little bit of a look at this building. So great news that it's all happening really well, and thank you very much for this update.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Come back anytime.